iTunes Celebrity Playlist Podcast.
Hello, my name is Zoe Deschanel.
My name is Matt Ward.
And we are in a band called She and Him, and we are curating this week's iTunes Celebrity Playlist Podcast.
Exactly, and so we're going to be basically sharing with you our favorite songs.
Yep. Some of our favorite songs.
Just a small selection of our favorite songs.
A selection. And we each picked 10 songs, and I will start with my 10, and then Matt will pick it up and share his 10 awesome tunes. Okay, the first song that I picked is by Michael Nesmith. And Michael Nesmith was in the Monkees, and a lot of people don't know what an incredible songwriter he was. He wrote Linda Ronstadt's first hit, Different Drum.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And he put out a lot of great solo records in the 70s, and he still makes music. And I'm a big fan of his. And this song is just beautiful. It's called Joanne. And here it is. Michael Nesmith, Joanne.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived near the meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love.
All right, next tune is called All This Is That, and it's by Carl and the Passions, which is basically the Beach Boys, but the Beach Boys when Carl Wilson was sort of taking charge. I'm not sure if it was exactly Carl and the Passions putting out the record Carl and the Passions, or whether it was the Beach Boys putting out the record Carl and the Passions, but this was an era where Carl was in charge, and this song's called All This Is That, and I think the harmonies are great, as usual. I think a lot of people don't know this song, maybe. I happen to love this song, and hope you like it.
Dusk time, the shadows fall into the timeless time of all.
Okay, love that song. Next song that I picked called Let Me Down Easy, and it's by Dusty Springfield, great vocalist, one of the great voices
of our time.
Definitely. This was from back when Dusty was pretty young, I think, and was recording in London. So it's got kind of a nice little horn part in it, and I enjoy it quite a bit. So here it is, Let Me Down Easy. Great.
Wow.
Phew. Good one. The next song I would like to share with you is called My Baby's Gone, and it's by the Louvin Brothers, who are one of my favorite groups. Also favorite of yours, right?
Absolutely.
Matt?
Louvins are one of our favorites. We did a show with old Charlie Louvin in Nashville, Tennessee a couple years ago.
Yep. He's a firecracker.
Still making great music to this day.
It's true. And this is from a record called My Baby's Gone, which, if you don't have it, is great, fantastic record, start to finish. I recommend buying all of their records because they're all great. So here it is, My Baby's Gone by the Louvin Brothers.
I'll wake up sometimes in the night and realize you're gone. And then I toss up on my bed and wait for day to come. My lonely heart, it must go on alone, but it cries the world has ended, my baby's gone.
All right, next song is I Found Love by an easy listening group from the 60s called The Free Design. It was a group of brothers and sisters. They do really amazing jazz harmonies. And this is a classic song. And I think it was produced actually by Enoch Light, who's kind of a sort of well-known producer. I think this song's really great. So here it is, I Found Love.
Took an apple just in time.
I found love in this world, and my heartstrings just unfurled. I found love in the spring, and I did not lose a thing. I found love in the...
Okay. Next song is called Whenever You're Ready, and it's by The Zombies, one of my favorite groups, with one of my favorite vocalists of all time, Colin Blundstone. I sort of discovered The Zombies when I was about 19. I got a box set that was pretty much everything they ever put out. This was one of the songs on it, and it's a great song. It's hard for me to pick one zombie song, you know, but I feel like I've played other ones and other playlists I've had to make, so I picked this one. It's also great because they're all really great. I recommend buying everything they ever did too. Actually, I recommend buying everything all of these people have ever done because it's truly worth it. Here we go. Whenever You're Ready by The Zombies.
Never had me like before.
You're not teaching me a new thing. Try to realize and call me when you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, next song I have to play for you is called No Other by Gene Clark. Originally of the Byrds, but this is from his solo record with the same name, No Other. And it's a great song, I think, as well as really enjoy the production, and the background vocals are really spectacular. And it's unlike any song I've ever heard. And I just really love Gene Clark. I'm a huge fan. He's another guy who doesn't get really a lot of credit, but he was pretty incredible. But he was actually afraid of flying, I think, so which is why I think he had to leave the Byrds, because he was had a fear of planes.
Vertigo.
I don't think it's vertigo, but maybe that's part of it, something like that. But he had a fear of flying, and I guess they'd make fun of him because he was a bird who was afraid to fly.
Right, that's so. Irony, right? Is that irony?
A little bit ironic, yeah. Discuss. Okay, here it is, No Other. Croce. Here's the next song that I promised myself I would put on here because of how excited I was when iTunes posted the Jim Croce catalog. I'm a big Jim Croce fan, and I love this song. It's a great song, and he was a great singer and guitar player, and he worked with a great guitar player named Maury Muhilson, whose record I bought, but you can't get it on iTunes yet, but maybe soon. But they both died quite young in a tragic plane crash. So, which is sad. I'm sorry to bring this all down, but anyway, I love their music. You hear it as Operator by Jim Croce.
Operator, but could you help me place this call? Cause I can't read the number that you just gave me.
Next song that I picked is called Allentown by Billy Joel.
Inspired by the city
Inspired by the city, Allentown.
Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, I think. But I think there are a lot of Allentowns.
Okay.
But I believe it's the Allentown, Pennsylvania. But it's a great song. I think that Billy Joel is a spectacular songwriter and also underrated. There are a lot of good hooks in this song.
Great piano player.
Truly great piano player. So here is Allentown.
Well,
my last pick is called I'm Making Believe, and it's by Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots. Ella Fitzgerald did duets with a lot of interesting folks, like Louis Armstrong, of course, those are famous. Louis Jordan. She collaborated with a lot of people.
Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington, the arranger Gil Evans, not to be confused with Bill Evans.
Right.
A lot of great people, but the Ink Spots, I think, are a great vocal group. There's a box set that I got when I was a teenager that was the Decca recordings, Ella Fitzgerald Decca recordings, and it has all that stuff. Yeah, it's got everything. I mean, it's got a lot of, well, I wouldn't say everything. She made a lot of records, but it has a lot of great stuff, and it has a lot of that, you know, the great duets. This stuff was on there. I always thought that the lead singer of the Ink Spots had a very haunting, unusual voice. So I really enjoyed this song. It's a haunting, unusual song as well. It's a standard, old pop standard with very clever lyrics, I might add. So here it is, I'm Making Believe by Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms. Though I know you're so far away, making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my loneliness.
Yeah, you're listening to the iTunes Celebrity Playlist podcast. And this is She and Him.
She and Him doing them. Podcast.
And we're sharing with all of you listeners our favorite songs.
Yeah, Zoe, some of our favorite songs.
Just a very small selection of some of our favorite hits and rarities. Zoe just picked 10 incredible songs, and I'm going to now talk about 10 songs that have been an influence on me. We're going to start with a James Brown song called I Know It's True. It's from a record called Star Time that I think everyone should go out and buy on iTunes right now.
Wanna believe in me. I found someone who wanna believe in me. I found someone who wanna believe in me. I found someone who wanna believe in me.
Okay, the next song is by probably my favorite group of all time. They're called the Carter Family.
One of the best groups of all time, for sure.
Undeniably. And it's a song called Lover's Lane, which is one of the first songs I ever heard from the Carter Family. I discovered them on a radio station somewhere on college radio, I think, in California. I like the singing in the song, and I think it's cool how she rhymes the word lane with wing in this his first few lyrics.
I first met you down in Lover's Lane. You were just like an angel with angel's golden wings. We walked along, we sang a song, the birds were singing too. It seems like heaven's here on earth just to be again with you. You're just a girl of my dreams. Though it seems that my dreams never come true.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was the Carter Family. We're going to move ahead a few decades to one of my favorite guitar players of all time, a guy named Elmore James. He has also one of my favorite singing voices of all time. He was a really huge influence on George Harrison and millions of other people, and this song is called Show Enough I Do.
You know, little guy, we can't agree. Well, the things I told you were not right to me. But still I love you. Oh, yes, I love you, little girl, I do.
All right, I hope you all enjoyed that. This next song is by a singer-songwriter from Austin, Texas named Daniel Johnston. It's a song called To Go Home, and some friends and I covered it a few years ago. Daniel Johnston is a huge Beatles fanatic, and it's fascinating how that Beatles education filtered through his mind and comes out in these interesting ways. I recommend his early cassette tapes. This song is called To Go Home. Okay, this next guitar player is a guy named Ozzie Kotani, and he plays slack key guitar. He's one of the Hawaiian slack key masters. This song is called My Old Guitar, and I think if you say that in Hawaiian, it's going to sound something like Ka'u Kika Kahiko. I'm going to play for you the last 30 seconds of this song because I think it's one of the greatest guitar outros I've ever heard in my life. You're listening to the iTunes Celebrity Playlist Podcast. We hope you're enjoying yourself.
Hope you're enjoying yourself, everyone.
We have a few more songs to go. This next one is by Fats Domino. It's called What a Party.
What a Party It Is.
And it really is. It's a perfect party song. The chorus is great on this song. It's something about Big Fat Piano Man. He sure can wail away.
He sure can.
Somebody call a cop about help, help. Mary just couldn't get through that door.
One more time.
What a party. Lordy, lordy.
Big Fat Piano Man, he sure could wail away.
What a party. Lordy, lordy.
Big Fat Piano Man, he sure could.
All right, this next song is called Cool Thing. It's by Sonic Youth. And when I was in high school, I was amazed at the sound of this guitar solo that you're about to hear. It was part of the inspiration to buy an electric guitar for me, and I hope you all enjoy it. Alright, now for something completely different. This is another incredible guitar player who was a student of Andre Segovia. It's a guy named Christopher Parkening. The song is called The Well-Tempered Clavier, and here it is, Well-Tempered Clavier, written by Johann Sebastian Bach.
I've heard of him.
Okay, this next song was written by my friend here, Zoe Deschanel. It's called Why Do You Let Me Stay Here? And
produced by you.
Produced by myself, and this is an important song because it was one of the first songs we ever recorded. It's available on our record called Volume 1. We're looking forward to putting out Volume 2 in a few months
here.
Pretty
soon, yeah.
And we hope you all enjoy this song. It's called Why Do You Let Me Stay Here?
Why don't you sit right down and make me smile? You make me feel like I'm just a child. Why do you air it? Just give me credit. I'm just sitting on the shelf.
All right, well, we're down to the last song.
Last song.
We really enjoyed doing this podcast for you.
It was really fun picking some songs for our friends, our listeners.
Yeah, we hope you guys listen to the song on iTunes and maybe even buy these records. Our last selection recommendation is by a really important guitar player, a guy named John Fahey. He has a record called The Yellow Princess that I got asked to do the liner notes for a few years ago. It's an incredible record, and it was one of my biggest influences growing up and inspired me to play less with a guitar pick and more with finger picking. I hope you enjoy it. The song is called The Yellow Princess. This is Matt Ward.
And I am Zoe Deschanel. And you have been listening to iTunes Celebrity Playlist Podcast. And we enjoyed giving you some suggestions of songs you might enjoy, right?
And yeah, we think you're going to love these songs.
I hope so. iTunes Celebrity Playlist Podcast.